Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we are talking about someone who was looking for a job before medical school. So this person emailed in, so if you guys have questions and want me to respond to it in the form of a podcast or an episode, or just an email, you can email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com for any type of questions around clinical research you may have. So this person emailed in, "Hello, Elite Clinical Research Team. I found your videos on YouTube and I was hoping you might be able to answer some of my questions on the clinical research coordinator position. I have graduated from college and I'm in the process of applying to medical schools. I'm looking for a full-time job for 1 to 2 years before I matriculate. I know of someone who was a clinical research coordinator for a year or two before she went to medical school, which is now something in which I'm highly interested as well. My question to you is whether or not I have the resume to be applying for a clinical research coordinator position, or if I would need to get a CRC certification or perhaps other related experience before submitting an application. Because of my short timeline to be working, I would prefer to begin sending in applications ASAP if possible. My current credentials, Bachelor of Science in Biological Sciences, they have a 3.9 GPA, Certified Phlebotomist, Clinical Foundations course covering medical terminology, anatomy, physiology, 5 undergraduate research projects, including a completed independent thesis. I have attached my CV to provide more in-depth information on those credentials if that is helpful. I appreciate your time reviewing my question and look forward to hearing from you." So, they also mentioned one project that they did. I didn't want to reveal too much information, but going back over this, they revealed one project they did that focused on clinical trials for repurposed drugs and the other on a cost probability analysis for investment in a particular drug. So this person has a pretty good resume coming right out of undergrad. So if this is all you had coming out of undergrad, and you wanted to be a study coordinator, that sounds like a good resume to have coming out of undergrad. So you have some projects that you've done regarding clinical trials and clinical research. Once again, that's not experience, but it gives an air of familiarity. And of course, if you were interested in having your resume revamped by me, you could email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com, because a lot of times undergrads don't really know how to position themselves for hiring managers and recruiters coming right out of undergrad, which of course, no fault of your own, you're not gonna know that. But those are two things that could really help you land a clinical research job, not just study coordinator position, but obviously a study coordinator position as well. So you'll wanna make sure those things are positioned correctly. They mentioned they're also a certified phlebotomist, so that is also something great. Study coordinators often are the ones that interact with the subject, and oftentimes there's blood samples that need to be taken. So that's also a plus that you are capable of doing that. So a site doesn't need to necessarily hire someone who is, you know, a separate phlebotomist. They can hire you to do both. So that's excellent too. That's why a lot of times nurses end up being study coordinators, because they have all those other skills, you know, shipment of lab samples, phlebotomy and stuff too, that other people may not certainly have. They mentioned they have a 3.9 GPA. That only matters in school. You're in the real world now, so that really doesn't matter. It's good to know that you don't have a 1.0, but as far as, you know, 4.0, 3.8, 3.5, it really doesn't matter at this point. And then you also mentioned you're looking to, you know, be a coordinator for 1 to 2 years and then go on to medical school. So this is something that I would not necessarily mention or harp on too much in your interview and resume, that you're interested in going to medical school after 1 to 2 years, because people aren't looking to hire someone for 1 or 2 years. They want someone for longer than that. If they're going to invest in you, teach you everything you need to know about the field and the industry, and then for as soon as you get in to just want to leave in a year, they're not really interested in that. So if I were you, I would keep that kind of on the down low and not really mention that. Just say, kind of, you want to be on this path for a while and, you know, do some research on the path. Maybe you're still figuring out about research and things altogether. You don't know where you want to be, but you feel like study coordinator is a good place to start, which it is. If you've seen my episode, guys, you want to go look at all of my study coordinator episodes, because I've talked about this position a lot, and I've talked about how it's my favorite position for if you are new to clinical research, for you to get your start in clinical research, because you have your hands on everything when it comes to research, and you're going to build, be able to build one of the strongest foundations, I believe, in clinical research. So how do you get to be a clinical research coordinator? So obviously you have to apply. These jobs are competitive. So you might end up being an assistant clinical research coordinator or an associate study coordinator. Sometimes you can get to be a ride-on study coordinator. It just depends, but depending on how the site's set up. But sometimes they start you off maybe a data entry associate or something like that, a data associate. Then you kind of work your way up to being a study coordinator. It just depends. So basically you have to apply. And, you know, the OG followers will know, I always talk about the 200 rule. Typically to break into this field, you want to apply to 200 jobs. Now I say that it may take less, it may take more, but that's just something to shoot for. And at the end of 200 jobs, you should be able to land in the field. So you didn't really mention, well, I guess you have on your CV. Let me open up your CV and see if it says. Okay, so you're based in New York, it looks like. Not really sure of the city.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let me go in Google Maps and see if I can find out what it says in New York. Let's see if there's a closer city. Schenectady Airport. What is this? Oh, yeah, I knew that sounded familiar. Okay, so you're north of Albany. So you're basically in Albany. Okay, or near Albany. Let's see how far you are from Albany. Sorry, I'm getting kind of off track here, but I go to Albany quite a bit. So I want to say, okay, so you're 30 minutes from Albany. So you could look for jobs in Albany. That's another bigger city, but not a ton of research up there. But still a good place to look. I mean, you'll definitely want to make sure you're looking at, you'll definitely want to make sure that you're looking at all different types of facilities, private clinics, hospitals, things of that nature to apply. Now you're not in a super saturated market with clinical research opportunities. So, you know, I would just look at your friends, any connections you may have to be able to get into the field. Sometimes it just works out for people where you're able to get into the field. You know, you have a friend or something that they just slip your resume to the right person, bada bing, bada boom, and you're in. But for most people, I'd say probably 90 to 95% of people, and definitely the people that email me, are typically, they're having a hard time getting into the field. That's why they're emailing me in the first place. So you definitely want to make sure that this is something that, look, if you're only going to be in a job for 1 to 2 years, I don't know if it necessarily makes sense to only want to be a study coordinator. I would definitely open up your bandwidth a little bit, because this industry is hard to get into, especially if you're not in a place with a ton of clinical research jobs. But I'm not saying don't try, but definitely want to keep your options open and make sure that you know, you're being thoughtful about where you want to be and what you want to do. Now, it's possible that you might be a study coordinator and realize, you know what, I don't want to go to med school anymore. Because I know, speaking from someone like myself, I've been there, done that. I went to med school. I hated it. So you definitely want to make sure that that's something you absolutely have to do. You don't want to be going to med school just because your parents told you to do it, or someone told you, oh, you should go be a doctor. You definitely want to make sure that you're actually passionate about the science, that you want to be studying 18, 20 hours a day, that you want to be doing all that work for a long, long time before it actually pays off in salary. They've done studies also. You don't want to be doing it for the money. They've done studies and show that, look, you'll basically, if your friends are in regular jobs the whole time, you'll pretty much almost never catch up to them when it comes to the money. unless you're doing like something crazy like dermatology or plastic surgery. But if you're just doing like a regular, like family medicine, peds, internal medicine or something, you're just doing something regular, you almost pretty much never catch up to your friends in terms of money because of all the money that they made early on, etc. And then how that just compound over time. So you definitely want to make sure you're being thoughtful about that. So yeah, I mean, most people I talk to, you know, want to make clinical research a career, which is great. But you want to go in just for 1 or 2 years, which is also cool too. That's what's great about clinical research. They have all these different opportunities. But I definitely want you to keep your options open with the type of role you're looking for. Clinical study coordinator is a great role. But there's also a bunch of other great roles out there. Project specialist, clinical trial assistant, project manager associate. There's a ton of other great roles out there. And, you know, especially it's hard to get your foot in the field. So it can be hard just applying for one role and thinking that you're going to get it. So, so basically you definitely just want to apply. I mean, your question is more so about, is your resume good enough? Yes, it's good enough. Most people's resumes are good enough. It's not necessarily all about your resume. It's also how you present yourself. It is also about how you, the strategies and the tactics you use to apply. It's almost like a full-time job in and of itself. So I'm not going to go too much into detail on that. You can go watch some of my old episodes on how to break into the field, to learn about the grind, to learn about my strategy, or you can book a career consultation with me. You can email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com, and I will go over, we'll go over your background line by line. We'll go over your resume, and it'll be custom made to your strengths and weaknesses, how you using your strengths can get into clinical research. That's what we talk about. So it's not some cookie cutter formula. It's how you can, based on your location, based on your connections, things of that nature, things you can leverage to make sure that you have the best opportunity to get in clinical research. So I strongly recommend that if you want more of a custom approach. So yeah, guys, hope this episode was helpful. Email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com if you have any other questions, and take care, guys.